Well, it started about 7:30 this morning, and there's a number of fire apparatus there now at the moment from Gidor, Fulcara and other areas. The total area there burnt at the moment is about 50 acres. Also, a lot of turf that has been cut last year has been lost due to the fire. And it just shows again how dangerous it is at this time of year when the good weather comes. People to be vigilant when they're out throwing cigarette butts or anything like that, or lighting fires on the bog, how dangerous it is. And also at this time of year, the amount of calls that the fire services get with dealing with grouse fires, and sometimes it puts life in danger and also housing in danger in the local area.
And you mentioned there that quite a substantial amount of turf has been lost in this gorse fire, and that effectively is part, very much so, of somebody's livelihood.
Yes, well, the local community here, about 80% of them still cut turf on a yearly basis, and it provides fuel for them during the winter months. And this is a huge blow to them, as there's no crop left from last year, so that means they'll have to cut more this year, and maybe Biden put the price of turf up more. So everything has an effect on this. And I would be saying to the local community here and anywhere in the county that to be very vigilant in this type of weather when dealing with fires or anything like that burning. As you know, that the you're not allowed to burn stuff at certain times of the year, and I think this is a huge step back for the local people that have turf lost